nuestros profesores. Los aromas sosegados del lugar, donde permite desconectar y concentrarse de una cata de 5 días muy intensos, donde disfrutará de los mejores caldos lingüísticos, concentrando un año de clases en las mejores barricas exclusivas, pero al alcance de todos. La mejor elaboración, análisis y cata de uno de los programas con más solera. Programa residencial de 5 días, donde su paladar disfrutará de la intensidad del idioma. 91-133-5833. Con los mejores profesores en las mejores estancias. 91-133-5833. Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Decibel, Jesus, Kutsi, and Jessica. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Right. I'm really nervous.
Excited and nervous.
I'm good. I have a bit of a cough, so I might have to interrupt the program at some point and just cough my soul out. But other than that, like Jesus.
It's winter.
Exactly. Now, today, exactly a year ago, we started the new English O'Clock group.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly 1 year ago, on the 8th of January 2018, we started with the new English O'Clockers. And today, a year later, I said we're going to review everything that we saw. So we're going to start with a very, very few basic exercises. So don't freak out. Don't worry about it, because it's going to be very, very easy. Okay, you'll see. Before we start with the actual English, I just want to send a warm hug to Tatiana, who is from Colombia, but she's living in Iceland. She's living in Iceland. She's a doctor, and she listens to English O'Clock, which is amazing. So thank you, Tatiana, for listening to us. I hope we can help you. I hope you're learning, and I hope you're having a great time in Iceland, which is, by the way,
Islandia.
All right. Iceland is Islandia. Island is
Isla.
Isla, not Irlanda. And Irlanda is
Ireland.
All right. So Iceland, Islandia, Island, Isla, Ireland, Irlanda.
Iceland is an island.
Iceland is an island. Very good. And it's not too far away from Ireland either.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to be sure to understand the difference between Iceland, island, and Ireland. Okay? Now, how do you say, that's a Twitter question, how do you say repaso in English? How do you say repaso in English? That's what I want to know. So go on Twitter. It's @English_O'Clock, and you can answer how you say repaso in English. And Anna Vila says, hello from Barcelona. Hello back. I like this whole Twitter thing. Interaction with the listeners. All right. Now, I said in December, I said that we're going to start reviewing everything, and so just a quick wrap up. What are we doing here? So English O'Clock is a course. It's a free course, actually, where you listen. I have my victims here, and I teach them, and they learn. And you'll see what I mean. So what we do is it's basically a Vaughan class, all right? And you can get the English O'Clock book. So it's a course book. I always tell you what we do. I tell you on Twitter, well, today we did, I don't know, question mix number 55 and drill 17 from 1 to 15, et cetera, et cetera. So I always tell you what we do. And you can get it at Baugan Tienda, which is www.baugantienda.com. Or you can get it in La Fnac, El Corte Inglés, wherever you want, or on Amazon. Okay? Entonces podéis comprar vuestro libro de curso, English O'Clock, and make the best out of the fact that we're reviewing right now. Because in February, I hope we get to the point where we can just continue with where we left off in December. Okay. The first thing, we're not going to do a question mix. which is very strange for me. But we're going to explain the difference between this and that. Super easy, right? So what is the difference between this, esto, and that? Aquello. What do you think?
Uno está cerca y el otro está lejos.
That's right. Cerca. All right, so this is everything that you can touch. That's everything that's in your yeah. Well, you stretch out your arms and you can touch it. So it's this telephone, this book, this screen, this keyboard, this mouse, this telephone, this bottle, etc. Everything that you can't touch is that door, that window, that computer screen. Okay, and this and that are only in singular. So this book and that bottle. But if you want to say plurals, for example, these books, estos libros, and those bottles, you would have to use these and those. Okay? So the first drill that we're going to do is drill number 6, which is basically I'm going to ask you if this, and I'm going to touch stuff here, is something. You're going to tell me that it's not, and then I'm going to ask you what it is. Okay? So super, super, super easy. Very good. So is this a pen?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Very good. Is it a pencil?
No, it isn't.
Very good. What is it?
It's a desk. No, it's a table.
It's a table. Very good. Is this a chair?
No, it isn't.
Is it a table?
No, it isn't.
What is it?
It's a mouse.
It's a mouse. Very good. And is this a screen?
No, it isn't.
Is it a keyboard?
No, it isn't.
What is it?
It's a wire. It's a cable.
Cable. It's a cable. Very good. And is this a telephone?
No, it's not.
Is it a book?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a pencil. No, it's a pen.
It's a pen. Very good. It's a pen because a pencil is?
Yeah,
a lapis. Un lapis. Very good. And now I do have a lapis. Oh, here. Is this a mouse?
No, it's not.
Is it a cable?
No, it isn't.
Very good. So you can say, no, it's not, or no,
it isn't.
It isn't. Important, you have to say the final T. No, it isn't. Okay, both options are correct.
No, it isn't.
Very good. What is it?
It's a pencil.
It's a pencil. Very good. And is this a screen?
No, it's not.
Is it a telephone?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a book.
It's a book. Very good. And what about this? Is this a chair?
No, it isn't.
Is it a pen?
No, it isn't.
What is it?
It's a smartphone.
It's a smartphone. Very good. Or it's a telephone. Very good. And this? Is this a table?
No, it's not.
Is it a keyboard?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a chair.
It's a chair. Very good. And this? Is this a book?
No, it isn't.
Is it a mouse?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a scream.
No!
Sorry.
No! That is a scream. That is a scream. Un grito. But a screen with an N, like Norway, or nice, or
nothing
is pantalla. So what is it, Jesus?
It's a screen.
Very good. It's a screen. And the last one. Is this a cable?
No, it's not.
Is it a pencil?
No, it's not.
Very good. What is it?
It's a keyboard.
It's a keyboard. All right. Very good. Now, I'm going to point at something, and you are going to ask me what it is. Okay? I told you this is super easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, ask me what this is.
What is it?
Very good. Or
what is this?
Very good. But can you touch it?
No, what is that?
Very good, because she's sitting about a meter and 20 centimeters away from me. She can't touch the book I'm holding. No puede tocar el libro. Entonces, se convierte en that. And this, by the way, is drill number 7. Ask me what this is.
What's that?
Very good, porque Jessica no puede tocar mi teclado. Está demasiado lejos. All right, so it's?
It's a keyboard.
It's a keyboard, very good. Ask me what this is.
What's that?
Very good. And what is it?
It's a pen.
It's a pen. Very good. Ask me what this is.
What's that?
Very good. And what is it?
It's a keyboard. It's a screen.
Very good. It's a screen. Very good. Ask me what this is.
What is that?
Can you touch it?
No.
Yes, we can.
No. Yeah. What is this? Or what
very
is that?
Good, very good. Because I pushed my mouse over to Thissy. Very good. And what is it?
It's a mouse.
It's a mouse. Very good. Ask me what this is.
What's that?
Very good. And what is it?
It's a cable.
It's a cable. Very good. And ask me what this is.
What's that?
And what is it?
It's a chair.
It's a chair. Very good. And ask me what this is.
What's this?
Very good. And what is it?
It's a table.
It's a table. Very good. And ask me what this is.
What is that?
And what is it?
It's a pen. So it's a pencil.
It's a pencil. Very good. And the last one, ask me what this is.
What's that?
And what is it?
It's a phone.
It's a phone. Very good. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. And we acabamos de ver las estructuras más básicas del inglés. ¿Es esto o es aquello un libro? ¿Sí lo es o no lo es? And when we practice, no, no lo es, pues ¿qué es? What is it? Okay, so very, very, very simple. Good, we're going to move on to a number dictation. And you are going to be very happy about the lines that we're going to do. So in the English O'Clock book, it's line number one and two. And number line one starts like this. 13, 3, 18, 20, 4, and 19. And line number two goes like this. 9, 5, 15, 22, 18, and 80. No repetition needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? Jessica, why don't you start with number one?
13.
13, very good. Which is?
13.
13, very good. Next one.
3.
Mm-hmm. 3.
Very good. Next one.
18. 18.
18, very good. Next one.
20.
20.
20.
20, very good. Jesus, next one.
4.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Mm-hmm.
19. 19.
Very good.
9. 9.
Mm-hmm.
5. 5.
5.
5.
Very good.
15. 15. 15.
Say it again.
15.
15.
15.
Yes, it's not 15.
15.
15. Very good. And it is?
15.
15. Very good.
22.
And?
20,
22. 22. Very good. Next one.
18.
Mm-mm.
18.
18.
18.
Yeah, because you're putting in a Y sound and then an E sound. So you're saying 18.
18.
That's it. Again.
18.
Again.
18.
Mm-hmm.
18.
And?
80. 80.
80. Very good.
Bingo.
Now,
huh? Bingo.
Linea. All right. The next drill is drill number 19. Okay, which is about countries that require the article the. And it's something that we did, I think, on the very first day. Today, a year ago, possibly even more or less at the same time. So do you remember? Do you remember those countries? Los países que necesitan, que requieren el artículo the.
Yes.
Tell me.
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Very good. Important, there is an H and it's not silent. The Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Very good. What else?
The Czech Republic.
The Czech?
The Czech Republic.
Republic.
The Czech Republic.
Very good. The Czech Republic. Uh-huh. La República Checa. So we have las Islas Bahamas. Here mm-hmm. you don't actually say the age. So the Bahamas and the Czech Republic. What else? What else?
The United States of America.
Very good. The United States. It's not necessary to say of America because we know that it refers to the states. But the United States of America is also one of them. Very good. The U.S., the United States, the states, be it as it may, it needs the article the. Okay? More.
The Dominican Republic.
The Dominican what?
Republic.
Yes. The Dominican Republic. Very good. More.
The United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom.
Very good. The United Kingdom or the UK. You can say both. What can't be missing is the. More stuff. More countries.
Bermuda Island Or, but it's not a country. Yeah. It is a group of islands.
But we would say the Bermudas.
The Bermudas.
Yes. What about...
The Netherlands.
The?
Netherlands.
Ne or ne?
Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
The Democratic Republic of Congo.
The Democratic Republic of?
The Congo.
Again.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Very good. The Democratic Republic of the Congo. Very good. Very good. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The Philippines.
The Philippines. Yeah. Very good.
Very good.
The Gambia. All right. Now we're
in Love Island, I think.
The what?
In Love Man.
Yes. Los hombres, la isla de los hombres enamorados.
Something like
what?
That. Yes.
What is that?
The In Love Man.
The In Love Man. Do you mean the Isle of Man?
Yes. The Isle of Man. The Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man.
I was thinking something in love. Yeah.
But you do know what it refers to. The Isle. Isle is la isla.
Sí. Love.
The Isle of Man.
Man.
La isla del hombre. No, nada de amor, eh? But I prefer it. You can remember it because it does sound the same. It says the Isle of Man.
Yes. I pronounce so well that means...
Exactly. My bad. Very good. The Isle of Man is one of them. Very good. More countries.
The Canary Islands.
The Canary Islands. All right. Very good. Belonging to Spain. But it's true that we do say the Canary Islands. Very good.
The Channel Island.
Oi. Which is right next to the Dior Islands, yes. And right next to the Louis Vuitton Islands.
It's Channel Island.
The Republic of Ireland.
Channel Islands. The Channel. Not Chanel. Chanel is a very nice bag brand. I want a Chanel bag. But no, that's not the one. The Channel Islands. Very good. Which one were you saying?
The North Republic of Ireland. At least in the past, I think.
Hang on. It's very old. Hang on. That will be Irlanda del Norte, no?
Yes.
Let's see.
But I don't know if it stays with that name.
I do not know. I don't know. It's Northern Ireland.
It's Northern Ireland. Yes. In my times, I'm very old.
What? She sounds like she's 150.
Ireland?
The what?
Lee? L-E-E.
Mm-mm. Well, maybe, but I don't know anything of it.
The Isle of Wight. Right.
All right. Okay. Very good. Well, the Isle of Wight. Very good.
The Emirates.
The United Arab Emirates. Very good. The United Arab Emirates. Very good. What about the Virgin Islands?
The Virgin Islands.
Las Islas Vírgenes. The Virgin Islands. Very good. What about La Costa Marfil?
Ivory Coast.
The Ivory?
Coast.
Coast. Very good. The Ivory Coast. Cecibel, you're awfully quiet.
No, because I don't remember anything.
No?
No. She wasn't here last year at this time.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
No, you weren't?
No.
Okay, all right.
No problem.
You'll review
tomorrow?
That. You'll know them. This is Drill 19. What about las Islas Maldivas?
The Maldives.
Very good. Y las Islas Marshall?
The Marshall Islands.
Silencio. Silencio vergonzoso. Las Islas Solomon.
Solomon.
The Solomon Islands. Very good. What about las Islas Cayman?
Cayman Islands.
Y la República Central Africana?
Central Africa Republic.
Vamos a pretender que es la primera vez que ven esto, ¿vale?
For me, yes.
For you, it is.
For Jessica, too.
All right.
Jesus and Kutsi have no excuses.
And there's another one, the Turks and Caicos. The Turks and Caicos Islands. I don't know how to say that in English. But so these 20 are the most famous ones. Okay, mm-hmm. But obviously groups of islands like the Canary Islands or the Balearic Islands also require the article the. Okay.
What page is that on the book?
In the book, 14. I think 14. Did you check it? No, it's like 200. Let's see. 200.
Sorry, one can study it.
218. It's 218. Drill number 19. And the book, I mean, if you go to drill number 19, independently of the page, you'll find it. You'll find it there. Okay. Next thing that we're going to review is hopefully very easy too, even though it's sometimes complicated, especially when it comes to vowels. Okay. So we're going to go over the alphabet. Okay. Yes. We're going to go in order, and then I'm just going to randomly point at you. Okay. Why don't you start? A. B.
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 A ver.
Sí.
A.
B.
B.
C.
D.
E.
F.
G.
No, don't skip Jesus.
G.
H.
I.
J.
K.
L.
M.
N.
M.
No, she said M. N. You're?
O.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S.
T.
U.
W.
V.
R. V.
W.
X.
Y.
Z.
All right. Okay. That was a nice and smooth warm up. Let's try again.
A.
B.
C.
D.
E.
F.
G.
H.
I.
J.
No.
A ver.
No, vale.
K.
K.
J.
K. L.
M.
N.
A.
O.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S.
T.
U.
W.
V.
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 W.
X.
E.
Y. Y.
Z.
No?
No.
Z.
Z. Oh, my God.
Z.
Safe. All right, we're going to try again. Mm-hmm. We're going to try again just because it's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, yeah. We're warming up.
All right, we're warming up, warming up. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, Jesus.
A.
B.
C.
D.
E.
F.
G.
G.
H.
I.
J.
K.
L.
M.
N.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S. R, S, S.
Next one.
T.
U.
Me ha hecho la señal de la victoria. Eso vale. V.
W.
Y.
X.
X.
Y. Y.
Z. Almost.
All right. We're going to do it again, but now I'm participating.
Okay.
Just to mix you up a little bit. All right. A.
B.
C.
D.
E.
F.
G.
H.
I.
J.
K.
L.
L. M.
L.
M.
N.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S.
T.
U.
V.
X.
W.
O. W.
X.
Y.
Z.
Z.
All right. Bueno, bueno, bueno. But at least we're warmed up so we can take a look at vocabulary booklet number one. And we're going to do list number one. List number one, which is very easy. If you don't have the vocabulary booklet, make sure to get it. Why are you whining? Don't whine. But because we just reviewed the alphabet, we're going to go over the spelling as well. Short words, the longest one is, I think, seven letters, so it's not a big deal. Manzana.
Apple.
Very good. Spell it.
A-double-P-L-E.
Very good. Malo.
Mad.
Malo loco.
Bad.
Bad. Very good. Spell it.
B-A-D.
Very good. Grande.
Big. B-I-G.
Very good. Negro.
Black. B L A no B L I
B L A B L A
B L A C K K
C K very good. Azul.
Blue.
Mm-hmm.
B L U E.
Very good. Libro.
Book. B O O K.
Very good. Muchacho.
Boy. B O Y.
Very good. Coche.
Car.
Mm-hmm.
C A R.
Very good. Gato.
Cat. C A T.
Mm-hmm. Silla.
Chair. C H A A-I-R.
Very good. C H A I R. Very good. Ciudad.
City. C-I-T-Y.
Very good. Clase.
Class. C-L-A-S-S.
Very good. Perro.
Dog. D-O-G.
Very good. Bien.
Well.
Or?
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. F-I-N-E.
Very good. Muchacha.
Girl. G-I-R-R-L.
Jesus just invented a new letter. Earl. Which is the R and the L together. Earl. All right. So G-I-R-L. G-I-R-L. Very good. Bueno.
Good. G-O-O-D.
Very good. Casa.
House. H-O-U-S-E.
Very good. Nombre.
Name. N-A-M-E.
Very good. No spelling. Bolígrafo.
Pen.
Very good. Lápiz.
Pencil.
Teléfono.
Telephone.
Very good. Pequeño.
Small.
Estación.
Station.
Very good. Calle.
Street.
Street. Very good. And aparcar.
Park. To park.
To park. To park. Very good. Can you spell it?
P-A-R-C-K.
No C. No C. P-A-R-K.
P-A-R-K.
Very good. That's the first part of our first revision of this year, first class. So stay tuned because right after the break, we're going to go into drill number 23.
Listening to Vaughn Radio.
En el Club Junior dejamos hacer a tus hijos lo que siempre han querido. Hablar en clase. El método más motivador y dinámico al servicio de tus hijos. Llámanos e infórmate en el 91-133-5832.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
¿Cómo dirías abandonar el nido en inglés?
A. To go away from the nest. B. To abandon the nest. C. To fly the nest.
No nos abandones, te lo contamos en dos minutos.
¿Estás en paro? Infórmate de las próximas convocatorias en inglesparadesempleados.com. inglesparadesempleados.com.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan, aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupobaughan.com.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begging search.
Uf. ¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
respuesta correcta era la C. Abandonar el nido en inglés es...
To fly the nest.
Literalmente decimos volar el nido.
To fly the nest.
Por ejemplo, si tienes 30 años y sigues viviendo con tus padres, guiris, es muy probable que te digan...
When are you going to fly the nest?
Descubre nuestros cursos trimestrales, la mejor forma de interiorizar los conceptos clave del inglés, con los mejores profesores que te enseñarán paso a paso sus secretos. El inglés como a ti te gusta. Llámanos e infórmate sin compromiso al 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We just did some spelling and some alphabet review, and then we did vocabulary booklet number one, list number one, and now we're going to do drill number 23, okay? The drill number 23 is about finding things. Well, not really finding things, but asking where something is, okay? So it's about asking whether a city is in a country. You're going to tell me that it's not, because it's obviously not, and I'm going to ask you where it is, and you're going to give me the answer. Okay, so we're going to go over the first one as an example. So, is Vienna in Russia? Translate that for me.
¿Está Vienna en Rusia?
Very good. ¿Está Vienna en Rusia? Is Vienna in Russia? And the answer is, of course...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Or no?
It isn't.
No, it isn't. Very good. Where is it? Where is it? Translate that.
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está? Very good.
Está en Austria.
Very good. Está en Austria. ¿Y ahora en inglés?
It's in Austria.
Very good. It's in Austria. So we're going to continue this very, very same structure. Okay, is Sofia... Eh?
We're going to need the help of Jesus.
Now, let me tell you, the answer is always no, it isn't, because I chose countries where the city and the country don't coincide. Now, otra cosa es que sepáis dónde está. So, que no está, pues obvio, pero luego. Is Sofia in China?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Bulgaria.
Very good. It's in Bulgaria. And is Helsinki in Spain?
No, it's not.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Finland. No, it's in
Finland.
In
Helsinki. Finland.
Finland.
What is she saying?
Finland.
Finland. And what are you saying?
Finland. Finland.
I'm sure Finland is a very fine land, but Finlandia is Finland.
Finland.
All right. So where is it?
It's in Finland.
It's in Finland. ¿Qué es importante en ese ejercicio? Que en that's it. Muchos españoles se olvidan de ese it. Y dicen, is in Finland. Mm-hmm. Porque la traducción literal es... Está en Finlandia. But in English, we need the it. It is in Finland. It's in Finland. Never is in Finland. Okay? Ni is in Russia, ni is in Bulgaria. Siempre el it. Es crucial. So, is Paris in Italy?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in France.
Very good. Is Rome in France?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
Rome is in Italy.
Very good.
It's in Italy.
It's in Italy. Very good. And is Tokyo in Germany?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Japan.
Again?
It's in Japan.
Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Is that what she said? Ahí lo tenéis. Damas y caballeros, ahí lo tenéis. So where is it?
It's in Japan.
It's in Japan. Very good. Is Moscow in Austria?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Russia.
Very good. Is Zurich in Turkey?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Switzerland.
It's in Switzerland. Very good. And is Berlin in Japan?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Germany.
All right. And is Stockholm in Norway?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Denmark.
Sweden.
It's in Sweden.
It's in Sweden. Very good.
Yeah, Oslo.
Is Oslo in Sweden?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Norway.
Very good. And is Madrid in Finland?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Spain.
Very good. And is London in Ireland?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in England.
It's in England. Very good. Very good. All right. Now you're going to ask me or another person where a certain city, if a certain city is in a certain country. Si una ciudad está en un país. Okay. That's drill number 22. And we're going to do sentences 1 to 20. The previous drill 23, hemos hecho el 1 al 26. All right, so drill number 22 goes like this. Ask me if Madrid is in Spain.
Is Madrid in Spain?
Very good. Yes, it is. Ask Thessy if Beijing is in Bulgaria.
Is Beijing in Bulgaria?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask Jesus if Paris is in France.
Is Paris in France?
No, it's not.
Ah, no?
Eh? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Very good. Ask Kuchi if Berlin is in Germany.
Is Berlin in Germany?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Now, about the pronunciation, try to say Berlin in English.
It's Berlin in Germany.
Very good. Because it's like saying, the other day I went to Córdoba. You have to say it in the actual. If I say Córdoba in English, it should be Córdoba. Okay, so you have to make sure to pronounce the names of different cities or countries in the actual language. I know you speak German, but still. Ask Jessica if Dublin is in England.
Is Dublin in England?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask Jesus if Copenhagen is in Iceland.
Is Copenhagen in Iceland?
Copenhagen.
Is Copenhagen?
Copen.
Is Copenhagen?
Hagen.
In
Hagen.
Hagen.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
Copen.
Copenhagen in Iceland.
Again.
Is Copenhagen in Iceland?
Very good.
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask me if Ankara is in Switzerland.
It's Ankara in Switzerland.
Very good. No, it's not. Ask Kutsi if Stockholm is in Sweden.
Is Stockholm in Sweden?
Say what?
Is Stockholm in Sweden?
Very good.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Ask me if Warsaw is in Poland.
Is Warsaw in Poland?
Yes, it is. Ask Jessica if London is in England.
Is London in England?
Very
yes,
good.
It is.
Very good. Ask Jesus if Oslo is in Sweden.
Is Oslo in Sweden?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask Thessy if Madrid is in Finland.
Is Madrid in Finland?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask Kutsi if Lisbon is in Portugal.
Is Lisbon in Portugal?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Ask Thessy if London is in Ireland.
Is London in Ireland?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask Jessica if Warsaw is in Poland.
Is Warsaw in Poland?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Ask Jesus if Moscow is in Russia.
Is Moscow in Russia?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Ask me if Guatemala City is in Guatemala.
Is Guatemala City in Guatemala?
Very good. Yes, it is. Ask Kutsi if Reykjavik is in Denmark.
Is Reykjavik in Denmark?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask me if Skopje is in Malaysia.
Is Skopje in Malaysia?
No, it's not. But we're missing one more. Tell Kutsi to tell Jesus to ask Thessy to ask me. Es muy complicado. Vale, ask Kutsi if Tokyo is in Japan.
Is Tokyo in Japan?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very good. We're going to do translation booklet number one, list number one. So that should be very, very, very easy. Let's see. Está en la mesa.
It's on the table.
Again?
It's on the table.
Mm-hmm. Él es profesor.
He's a teacher.
Very good. Ella es alta.
She's tall.
Very good. No sé.
I don't know.
Very good. No está aquí.
She's not here.
Ello no está aquí.
It's not here.
Very good. Soy de España.
I'm from Spain.
Very good. ¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from?
Mm-hmm. ¿Dónde estás?
Where are you?
Yes. ¿Quién eres?
Who are you?
Yeah. ¿Qué es esto?
What's this?
Very good. Eso no es para mí.
That's not for me.
Very good. Este no es mi libro.
This isn't my book.
Very good. Él no es mi hermano.
He's not my brother.
Very good. ¿Está él con su hermana?
Is he with his sister?
Again?
Is he with his sister?
Very good. Is he with his sister? Very good. El lápiz está debajo de la mesa.
The pencil is under the table.
Very good. ¿Dónde está?
Where is it?
Very good. No está allí.
It isn't over there or there.
It's not, yeah.
Again? It's not there.
Very good. It's not there or it isn't there. Very good. Él es inglés.
He's English.
Very good. Es de Inglaterra.
He's from England.
Again?
He's from England.
Very good. ¿De dónde es ella?
Where is she from?
Mm-hmm. Ella es de Estados Unidos.
She's from the United States.
Very good. Ella es de Gambia.
She's from Gambia. She's from the Gambia.
Very good. Ella es de las Islas Vírgenes.
She's from the Virgin Islands.
Very good. Ella es de la República Checa.
She's from the Czech Republic. Republic.
Very good. ¿Cuál es tu nombre?
What's your name?
Very good. ¿Es este tu bolígrafo?
Is this your pen?
Very good. Mi bolígrafo es rojo, no azul.
My pen is red, not blue.
Very good. Él está delante de mí.
He's in front of me.
Very good. Él no está delante de mí.
He's not in front of me.
¿Está delante de mí él?
Is he in front of me?
Is he in front of me? Very good. We're going to take a look at another basic, which is the days of the week. Okay, we saw it millions of times, so I expect no mistakes from you in here. You guys out there, you're still allowed to do them, to make those mistakes. Now, we're going to do the second exercise of the days of the week. It's on page number 24, okay? So, I want you to answer in the whole sentence. What comes before Monday?
Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday.
No.
Sunday comes before Monday.
Sunday comes before Monday. Very good. What comes after Wednesday?
Thursday comes after Wednesday.
Very good. And what comes between Wednesday and Friday? What comes between?
Thursday comes between.
Slow down.
Thursday. Thursday comes before.
Between.
Thursday. Come between
comes
Thursday.
There you have it.
Thursday comes between Wednesday and Friday.
All right, once more.
Thursday comes between Wednesday and Friday.
Perfect. Very good. Thursday comes between Wednesday and Friday. Very good. And what comes before Saturday? Jesus, what comes before Saturday?
Friday comes before Saturday.
Very good. And what comes after Saturday?
Sunday comes after Saturday.
Very good. And what comes between Thursday and Saturday? Cuchi.
No. Friday comes before. Friday comes between Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday.
Very good. What comes before Wednesday?
Saturday comes before Wednesday.
O sea, ¿qué es? Viernes, sábado,
no.
Miércoles.
What? Before?
What comes before Wednesday?
Tuesday comes before Wednesday.
Very good. And what comes between Saturday and Monday?
Sunday comes between Saturday and Monday.
And what comes after Monday?
Tuesday comes after Monday.
And what comes before Tuesday?
Monday comes before Tuesday.
And what comes before Sunday?
Friday comes before Saturday.
Sunday.
Saturday comes before Sunday.
And what comes between Friday and Sunday?
Saturday comes between Friday and Sunday.
Very good. And what comes after Sunday?
Monday comes after Sunday.
And what comes between Monday and Wednesday?
Tuesday comes between Monday and Wednesday.
Very good. And what comes after Friday?
Saturday comes after Friday.
And what comes before Thursday?
Wednesday comes before Thursday.
Very good. And what comes between Sunday and Tuesday?
Monday comes between Sunday and Tuesday.
And what comes before Friday?
Thursday comes before Friday.
And what comes between Tuesday and Thursday?
Wednesday comes between Tuesday and Thursday.
Again.
Wednesday comes between Tuesday and Thursday.
And Thursday. All right. Very good. Next exercise is drill number 25. It's essentially you asking me where a city is, and I'm going to have to give you the country. Okay? So ask me where Marrakesh is.
Where's Marrakesh?
Very good. And we're going to add a little bit more difficulty because I'm going to ask you what you're asking me.
Okay.
So ask me where Marrakesh is.
Where is Marrakesh?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Marrakesh is.
Very good. Marrakesh is in Morocco. Ask me where Phuket is.
Where is Phuket?
What are you asking me?
I am asking you where Phuket is.
Very good. It's in Thailand. Phuket is in Thailand. Ask me where Copenhagen is.
Where is Copenhagen?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Copenhagen is.
Very good. The reason I want you to learn this straight away is because in the direct question, you're asking, where is Copenhagen? Where is Copenhagen? Eso es una pregunta directa. ¿Dónde está Copenhagen? All right? But in the pregunta indirecta, which is, I'm asking you, te estoy preguntando, ¿dónde está Copenhagen? En español no varía. ¿Dónde está Copenhagen? Te estoy preguntando dónde está Copenhagen. Pero en inglés sí que varía. I want to know where Copenhagen is. I want to know where Copenhagen is. So where is Copenhagen? Do you see the difference?
Yep. Yes.
Good. So Copenhagen is in Denmark. Copenhagen is in Denmark. Ask me where Varna is.
Where's Varna?
Very good. What are you asking me?
I am asking you where Varna is.
Very good. Varna is in Bulgaria. Varna is in Bulgaria. Ask me where Jakarta is.
Where's Jakarta?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Jakarta is.
Very good. Jakarta is in Indonesia. Ask me where Palermo is.
Where's Palermo?
Very good. What are you asking me?
I am asking you where Palermo is.
Very good. It's in Italy. It's in Italy. Ask me where Auckland is.
Where is Auckland?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Auckland is.
Very good. Auckland is in New Zealand. Ask me where Honolulu is.
Where is Honolulu?
Very good. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Honolulu is.
Mm-hmm. It's in the US. Very good. And ask me where Edinburgh is.
Where is Edinburgh?
And what are you asking me?
I'm asking you where Edinburgh is.
Very good. It's in Scotland. And the last one, ask me where New Orleans is.
Where's New Orleans?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you where New Orleans is.
Very good. It's in the United States. Very good. That was drill number one, number 25, sentences 1 to 10. The next one that we're going to do is drill number 26 and 27, which is about me asking you whether something, a city or a country, is a city or a country. So, for example, is France a city or a country? Con eso empezamos a escribir cosas. ¿Es la persona un hombre o una mujer? ¿Es un país o una ciudad? ¿Es un río o es un mar? ¿Es una montaña o es un monte? So here we start differentiating things, okay? So, is France a city or a country?
France is a country.
Very good. Now give me the sentence without...
It's a country.
It's a country. It's a country. Very good. We're going to do drill number 26 and 27, the first 10 sentences of each. Okay? So, is Spain a city or a country?
It's a country.
Very good. Is Brussels a city or a town? Is Brussels a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Why are you surprised?
Ciudad, town.
Yeah, I mean, a city... Normally, they say that a city has a cathedral, and a town is like, for example, let me think of a town. Toledo would probably be a town, a small city or a town. But normally, the capital cities or bigger cities that you normally know are cities. Is Zaragoza a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Glasgow a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Italy a city or a country?
It's a country.
Very good. Is Portugal a city or a country?
It's a country.
Is China a city or a country?
It's a country.
Very good. Is Edinburgh a city or a town?
It's a city.
It's a city. Very good. Is Dublin a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Manchester a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Liverpool a city or a town?
It's a city.
Mm-hmm. Is China a city? Is Germany a city or a country?
It's a country.
Again?
It's a country.
Is that what you said? Is London a city or a town?
It's a city.
It's a city. Very good. Is Cork a city or a town?
It's a town.
All right. Okay. Don't tell Fitz that. Don't tell Fitz that. Is Kenya a city or a country?
It's a country.
Very good. Is Poland a city or a country?
It's a country.
Again?
It's a country.
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 Very good. I know it's spelled T-O-U, country, but we don't say country. We say country. Is Finland a city or a country?
It's a country.
Very good. And is Sweden a city or a country?
It's a country.
It's a?
Country. Country.
Country. Very good. Is Amsterdam a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. And the last one, is Sweden a city or a country?
It's a country.
It's a country. And is Finland a city or a country?
It's a country.
And is Germany a city or a country?
It's a country.
Country. Very good. Very good. So we know city, country, and town. City is?
Ciudad.
Country is?
País.
And town is?
Una ciudad más pequeña.
Sí, un pueblo grande. No, because pueblo is village. Yeah. But yeah, town is pues una ciudad.
Una capital ciudad de provincia, a lo mejor. No sé.
Okay, so now we normally we open up with this. Today we're going to close off with the question mix number one because we saw some of the stuff already. So, is Berlin a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Tokyo a big or a small city?
It's a big city.
Very good. And where is England?
England is in the United Kingdom.
England is in the United Kingdom. Very good. And is Michael Johnson a boy or a man?
He's a boy.
He is a boy. Very good. And is Nancy Johnson married?
No, she's not. Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Very good. And what nationality are people from Sweden?
People from Sweden are Swedish.
Very good. And where is Nebraska?
Nebraska is in the United States.
Very good. It's in the United States. Very good. And is Colorado a state or a city?
It's a state.
It's a state. Very good. And is the Amazon a long or a short river?
It's a long river.
Very good. And is Serrano a long or a short street?
It's a long street.
Very good. And where is Munich?
Munich is in Germany.
Very good. And is Paris in the north or in the south of France?
It's in the north of France.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Germany?
People from Germany are German.
German. German, full stop. I was waiting for the S, but there is no S. German, very good. And is Aki Morita Japanese or Chinese?
He's Japanese.
He's Japanese, very good. And tell Jesus to ask Kuchi if Liechtenstein is a big or a small country.
Jesus asked Kuchi if Liechtenstein is
a big city. Is a big or a small country?
It's a bigger. Jesus asked Kuchi if Liechtenstein is a big or a small country.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to ask Kuchi if Liechtenstein is a big or a small country.
Very good. Off you go.
Is Liechtenstein a big or a small country?
What is he asking her?
He's asking her if Liechtenstein is a big
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Very good, again.
He's asking her if Liechtenstein is a small or a big...
A big or a small?
Small country.
Again.
He's asking her if Liechtenstein is a big or small country.
Or a small country. Very good. And
it's
your answer?
A small country.
It's a small...
Country.
Very good. Very good. Kutsi, ask Jesus what date it is today.
What day is it today?
Ask him what date it is today.
What date is it today?
Very good.
Today is the 8th of January.
Yeah, today is the 8th of January and the year.
2019.
And another way to say it?
2019.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Russia?
People from Russia are Russian.
Very good. And is Shanghai a big or a small city?
Shanghai is a big city.
Very good. And is Lisbon a city in Spain or a city in Portugal?
It's a city in Portugal.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Portugal?
People from Portugal are Portuguese.
Very good. And is Nigel Perkins a man or a woman?
He's a man.
Very good. And is Austria a city or a country?
It's a country.
It's
country.
A country. Is Austria a country in Europe or in Asia?
It's country in Europe.
It's a country.
It's a country in Europe.
Very good. And where in Europe is Spain?
Spain is in the south of Europe.
Very good. And where in relation to Madrid is Badajoz?
Badajoz is east.
Southwest?
No, southwest Madrid.
Of?
Badajoz is southwest of Madrid.
Very good. And is La Rioja south of the Basque Country or is it north of the Basque Country?
It's south of it's south of the Basque Country.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Scotland?
People from Scotland are Scottish.
Very good. And is where in Andalusia is Granada?
Granada is in the west of the on the Andalusia. Of Andalusia.
Very good. And is the Mississippi a long or a short river?
It's a long river.
And is the Duero a long river? Duero.
The Duero is a long river.
Very good. Ask me if Andorra is a big or a small country.
Is Andorra a big or small country?
Very good. And what date is it today?
Today is the 8th of January.
2019. Very good. That's it for today. That was the first, how do you say repaso in English?
Review.
That was the first review of the year. We're going to pull through into January, doing reviews until January. In February, start on, we keep going from where we left off. Thank you guys for listening, and see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
En los bosques de este singular paraje crece la Bauganea inglesifolia. La exuberante belleza de esta planta llega a su culmen.
¡Ay, qué tosco! Lo voy a poner en inglés a ver si me entero de algo.
3 months of germination.
¿3 meses y luego? ¡Pum! ¡Ya está!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like them.
Descubre más en Grupo